something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the best bits this weekend. I am joined by Lunchbox. How are you, Lunchy?
Oh, man, I'm exhausted. This Saturday morning stuff is just, I'm really tired, but it's just life, you know, what you do for the listeners.
Okay, yeah, we're still rolling with that. Well, we do got a lot to talk about before
we do.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know what else we got to talk about.
Well, I have stuff to talk to you about.
Okay.
That's where it is. So that's why you wouldn't know.
I was like, I have no idea what to talk about.
We had some fun moments on the show this week. Eddie canceled his doctor's appointment because he thinks he has cancer. Bobby shares the gift that his wife got him for his birthday. We had Ludacris on. Luke Bryan was on. Amy's going to see a doctor in the woods. Bobby recapped the $1 million show and the surprise guest that happened. And we all shared something that you probably will consider TMI. So a wide variety of content.
Oh, man, I forgot about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I think by the end of the week, we kind of forget what happens.
Yeah, I forgot that Amy wanted to go see a doctor, Woods doctor. That was really weird. I've been concerned about Eddie and his cancer diagnosis.
You remember Luke Bryan and Ludacris? Not at the same time.
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm glad. Let's talk about the $1 million show. You and I were both there. How was your time? How was it for you?
It was good. It was crazy. There's a lot of people popping in and out, people walking around. And that big surprise guest, I was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we can do a spoiler alert because it will have already been talked about, you know, by the time this happens.
Yeah, I mean, Post Malone. I was like, dang. And that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and let me just say that when he walked in, you knew it. You knew it.
Yeah, because there was a lot of people and everybody started moving around. So you're like, oh, here comes.
But for another reason, too.
Oh, because you can see
his aroma in the air.
You can see his tattoos on his face.
Well, yes, that's an obvious one. Okay. I just mean aroma. You didn't have to see him to know that he
was
there.
Got it. You knew he was coming.
Yeah, but
or you
did
knew
have
he'd
a
been
whole
there.
Crew. He had a whole crew.
Yeah, but what was crazy is he was super nice.
Like, so nice.
He got done playing, and then he sat out there and took pictures with probably 100 people.
Pretty much the entire front part of the stage, whoever was right down there, and people came running down, and he still said hi to him.
Yeah, and then what was crazy is we're leaving, and he's in the back alley just hanging out with people, like taking pictures. I'm like, that is crazy.
Yeah, he also had a little entourage when he was leaving, too.
Yeah, but he's a pretty massive star.
Oh, yeah, he's mega star.
And for him to just be hanging out in the alley between the Ryman and Tootsie's by the dumpsters. Yeah, I just thought that most people would just run out, get in the car and go.
Mm-hmm.
But he was out there. And then I thought it was even crazier is he gets in the car and he just rolls down the window as he's driving down the road with the window down. I'm like, Post, do you know that like Broadway's right there and you're going to have your window down and people are going to come? But he did. And I was like, all right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny too. Like we see like some mega stars in country music and they're all really nice, but you never know with other genres. And him being a pop artist, you just never know what you're going to get. And you would have never guessed that. I feel like he was how Garth Brooks is when Garth Brooks comes into the studio, just like ready to say hi to everybody and ready to hang out. It was the same energy I got.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, pop star. You never know. Different
Man,
genre.
Speaking of Garth Brooks, you know what I just realized?
Well, you were having a revelation while I was saying that.
I mean, this is crazy. I had a dream last night that Garth Brooks died and that I was at his funeral.
What the? Why did you bring that energy here?
No, you said Garth Brooks and it just hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was my dream last night.
You have some weird dreams.
That is so weird.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't know why. I mean, why would I dream about Garth Brooks?
Yeah, or the fact that like he had a funeral.
That is
not even just like Garth Brooks, but you're like, he died.
Yeah, and I went to the funeral. And then I went to the, I don't know, where they eat food afterwards usually.
Okay. Like you usually don't eat food after funerals?
No. I'm saying I went to the celebration and then they had food and Trisha was sitting on the bench and she's like, oh, will you just sit with me for a minute so we can talk? And I'm like, I mean, I don't really know you guys, but okay. That is so weird.
You have like a whole moment there.
Like, yeah, because when you said Garth Brooks, I was like, oh my gosh, that was my dream. Like, that was weird.
Remembered what you had happened over the course of the last 10 hours.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, but yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a cool night. The one thing I didn't know is how did you, your videos I saw, you kept sneaking out to take pictures from the front of the stage. How'd you get out there?
Yeah, I was just walking out there. I would run up, take a quick little video, and then run backstage.
Yeah, I should have done that because all my pictures are from behind, so the audio is not that great. And you kept making fun of my iPhone 7 because it kind of had a shake quality to it.
Yeah. If you see low-quality videos on our Instagram story, they were not mine that I took. It was Lunchbox's.
So I need to maybe upgrade my phone.
You do. And Scuba Steve taught him a new trick on the camera.
I still don't really like. I do it like I'm gonna try it right now.
Like basically, if you're going to take a photo, you want to click on the screen and you can drag the brightness up or down.
But I still can't get it to do that.
And especially when you do it at concerts, you want to do it down.
Oh, there it goes finally.
Yeah, you just got hold on to it a little bit.
Oh man, that's crazy. I never knew you'd do that.
But it makes concert photos really good or videos, whichever you're taking.
It really does. Like it makes a difference. And you got to tap a square on the thing to make it focus on something. I've never done that before either.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, there is an autofocus on them, but yes, you can do that.
It's tough, man. When you're trying to capture the moment, I don't have time to do bright. I'm just like, let's go, 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 go. I don't want to miss the good video for, you know, the Insta.
Yeah, your selfie video with Post Malone.
Now that. I'll tell you what, my selfie videos are always pretty clear.
Yeah. I don't know why. I wonder if it's because you just are better at doing those than the other ones.
I mean, those selfie videos, I mean, I knock them out of the park.
You do. You did get a good one with Posty. And, you know, for everybody asking, he did take a photo with Mike D. That happened. We also made sure he got photos with the St. Jude kids.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I was really, like, do I know Post Malone's music? Not really, no.
You really don't know, like, any of his songs?
No.
Oh, he is really good. You should at least listen to a few Post songs in honor of the fact that he was there.
That's what I mean. So I was, was I excited to see him? Yeah, just because he was he's a huge star. But I don't know his music. So I wanted to make sure Mike D got his picture.
Same.
And the coolest part is he was drinking a beer out on stage. And once the concert was over, I made sure that Mike D got that beer can.
Did he take it home with him?
Heck yeah, he did.
Okay. I saw us grab it. Then there was a lot that happened after, so I wasn't sure if it got home with Mike.
No, he got it. He had it underneath his jacket, inside pocket.
That's funny.
So I was like, yeah, Mike D got it. He's rolling. But the only problem is if he got pulled over, he'd have had an open container in the car. Ugh. But luckily he didn't.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He made it home. But and you know, the police officer probably would have been like, what is that? And you're like, well, I'm sober, but this came from Post Malone and I really need to have it. And the officer would probably be like, you're kidding.
You might be right. He'd be like, you're telling a story. I don't think that's real. That was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. And I mean, I don't know what else to say.
All right.
What did you think?
No, I loved it. Also, Lit showing up was really cool. Lit. That was a cool moment.
That's cool.
Like watching everybody just totally geek out when they were singing My Worst Enemy.
Yeah, I know the song, but when they were standing back there, I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. But I put two and two together when I was like, what? Pump? And then they had followed the show. So I started to piece it together. That typically happens when something's about to happen. So I had a little bit of a heads up. But yeah, I wouldn't have either beyond that.
And Edwin McCain was there. I didn't know what he looked like.
No, but he was really good too.
Oh, he still can sing. Like, yeah. He sounds like, I mean, I never saw him in concert back then, but he sounds like that song.
I'll be
your crying shoulder.
Yeah, it was just I'll a really good night.
I'll be your greatest fan.
Well, he definitely sang better than that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it sounded like he could still sing. But like I said, I didn't get any videos from the front because I didn't know I could just go out there and get back. But it's all right.
Well, yeah. I also was trying to make it, I wasn't trying to like, you know, slow down or talk to anybody out there. I'd just like run out, take a thing, and then kind of run back. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, that was my thing. It's like, I didn't want to, you know, distract from the artist if I went out in the crowd. You know what I mean?
That was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's life? How's the family?
Life's good. Life's a peach, you know?
What? We're delusional, aren't we?
Isn't that a saying, life's a peach?
I don't think I've heard that one.
I'm going to Google that. I'm going to give it a Google.
I've heard a lot of sayings. I can't say I've heard life's a peach.
Life's a...
Life's
a beach.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard a few others, but peach is not one of them.
Life's a peach, imperfectly empowering people to love themselves as they are. Well, that's not what I meant.
That is weird.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. Anyways. How's the family? How are the kiddos?
Oh, they're good. They're just hanging out, rocking and rolling. I mean, probably saying dada, dada, dada 52,000 times a day.
Yeah. Not getting any better with that?
No, but that's just what it's going to be for the rest of my
oldest?
Life.
Even the oldest?
Yeah.
He's not old enough quite yet where that hasn't slowed down?
No, I don't think they're ever old enough to not do that. That's all I know.
Yeah, it comes in different versions, I think.
And it always happens, like, if you're talking to someone else, that's when they really need to say dada, dada, dada. And then you stop and you're like, what? I forgot. Okay.
Have you and your wife had any more discussions about another baby?
No, we don't really discuss it. I mean, we kind of discuss it and then we, you know, it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, we're getting far out.
Well, because how old is the youngest now?
He is 3.
So, yeah, so you got some, because they are all how far apart?
Let's see.
He's thinking.
17 months or.
Okay.
I think.
So, like a little over a year, year and a half?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or each of them?
Yeah, because one was born July, the next one was born February, the next one was born October.
You know, you never revealed the youngest names.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
I think I did a long time ago.
I think you may have like snuck it in at one point, but it never, like the first two, I think we had big kind of announcements for them.
Yeah.
The third one, it just kind of snuck in.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know what I mean? We don't.
Because you only say it one time, right?
Yep.
The first two you said one time. The other one you said one time.
Yeah. It's just that third child doesn't get as much respect.
The youngest child,
yeah,
at least so far.
Trust me, I know what it's like, but then you become the famous one. That's what happens.
Well, I feel like, you know, once you have 3 kids, so you can just add on because you already got chaos going. So, like, if you guys wanted to have another one, you totally could, and it wouldn't change too much.
Here's the problem is that the older you get, the more likely you are to have twins.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you do if she was pregnant with twins?
Run away? I'd retire. No, I mean, I'd not retire. I'm going to hiding.
That was a big yawn. You just yawned thinking about the fact that she would be having twins.
Oh, it'd be, that would just, I don't even know how to handle it. It's like my buddy. I've probably told you this. Maybe I haven't.
Yeah, the twin story.
Our old intern, intern Mini Wolo, Danny, shout out. he had identical twin boys. And when they turned two, he was like, okay, we want to try for a third kid. And the doctor was like, you know, something about the type of twins they had first, that gives you a 1 in 12 shot of having twins again. And they're like, all right, you know, we're willing to take that chance because we want to have another kid. And so they got pregnant. And the doctor was right.
You know, that dang science. Sometimes it'll get you.
No, they had triplets.
I know, but like science.
Not twins, guys. They had triplets. 2 pregnancies, 5 kids, all natural, no fertility medication. Yeah. Go ahead and chew on some of that this Saturday morning. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's crazy. That is crazy.
All right. Well, anything else you want to share with the kiddos before we take a quick break?
No, that's it. That's all about my kiddos. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Except my kid had pneumonia. That was it.
Yeah, and you thought he was faking it.
I did.
That was rude.
Well, he didn't have a fever, so I thought, can't be sick.
Just because he doesn't have a fever.
Yep, I learned that. You don't have to have an 8. Just because they don't have a fever doesn't mean they're not sick, people. Just a little parenting advice. If you're about to have kids or never had kids, and later on in life you think, oh, your kids are messing with you. No, they don't have to have a fever to be sick. Learn that the hard way.
Hey, the more you know.
The more you know.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got some fun, like, random questions that I want to ask.
Yeah, go for it. Now, are these your questions or these listeners?
Some of them are mine. One of them is the listeners that inspired me to ask about it. Because we were talking this week about the most kind of overhyped tourist destinations. What's a place that you visited that you don't want to go back to?
Memphis.
Yeah, you were not a fan of Memphis.
Memphis.
Okay, you got any others?
Memphis.
That was it.
I mean, I haven't really visited a lot of places in my life.
Really? I feel like you've done some traveling.
Not very much. I mean, and I haven't really had a bad experience, but Memphis.
Yeah.
There ain't much going on there. I'm just, maybe I didn't do Memphis right. Maybe I don't know where I'm supposed to be going in Memphis, but Memphis.
I think you're right.
You saw it.
Yeah. We even went to Bourbon Street thinking it was going to be something. And
no, you went to Beale Street.
Sorry.
If you went to Bourbon Street, then you were in New Orleans.
I did also go to Bourbon Street.
I've been to Bourbon Street. That's fun.
And that was awesome. Beale Street. And we thought it was going to be like kind of happening.
Nope.
And it wasn't.
Nope.
That was a wild experience.
And that was a Friday night.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. There was nothing. The whole town is going out of business, I'm worried.
Yeah. Have you ever driven through one of those towns? Sometimes when I road trip back home, I will always drive through one of these towns that just straight up looks like a zombie apocalypse.
There's no one there.
The buildings are still there and they just got like some people just left for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And those towns are crazy and they're really sad to me.
Well, it's going to happen more and more.
Why? Because people like go to cities or they go further out?
They go to cities.
Like the bigger cities?
Bigger cities.
Yeah. It's really
sad. I just can't. I don't know. Memphis was just weird.
Yeah.
It was just everything was shut down. There was a lot of empty spaces. I still don't understand how, like, in downtown Memphis, no one in that building, no one in that building, restaurant with no customers, and then coming soon, float spa. I'm like, really? Do you see what is going, like, who is going to come to your float spa?
You know, there is still people in Memphis. We just didn't find them.
Okay, exactly.
You know, I stand by my Mount Rushmore one. I don't ever need to go back there. I'll feel pretty good about that. I would go back to Badlands and that area around it, but yeah. I would never go back like specifically for Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
And then Pennsylvania.
You wouldn't go back to Pennsylvania?
Well, I went to Philadelphia, and I think there's probably a lot more to that state. And if I could find a really cool area to go to in Pennsylvania, I'd go back. But Philadelphia, man, not it. There's plenty of people there. But it was just, I don't know, like I had this image in my head of a really cool city and it wasn't. It was just kind of a letdown. Like I saw the Rocky statue, I ate some cheese fries and had some food.
But you don't eat meat, so you didn't have a cheese steak. You know,
no, but the person I was with at the time, they did.
Yeah.
And they weren't anything like crazy about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to.
Anything hyped.
I'll give you one. New York City.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just loud.
Like Times Square or the entire New York City?
And maybe I need to have someone like show me New York City, like different parts. But we went to go to a play or whatever to see Hamilton.
Broadway play?
Yeah. And so we went to Times Square and I'm like, this is all the hype. Well, I don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed with New York City.
Did you eat at some cool places or like go to any bars?
I mean, yeah, but I didn't. I mean, they just looked like a bar. I mean, maybe I didn't like. Maybe I needed to go to Soho Dish. I don't know.
No, I mean, like when I was there, we went into like the High Line, and so you got to see a cool view. We went to a restaurant that was right on the water, so I saw some different parts of it.
Yeah, so maybe I mean, like I said, I don't know if I did it right, wrong. I don't really know. But I was just like, well, not that cool.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you're spot on with like Times Square. Times Square was like, okay, this is overstimulating for no reason. It was one of those where there's so many bright lights and so much happening that you're like, why?
Yeah, and it's really not that cool. It's just like a bunch of digital signs.
Yeah.
Like, what is the draw of Times Square?
Yeah. But I think the area of New York is cool. You may need to go back. We did do like Central Park.
I've been there.
You walked in there.
It's a park.
Yeah. That's okay. Hey, you get to have what you don't want to go back to, so that's okay.
Yeah, so I'd say New York City.
All right. What invention did you recently discover that has changed your life? And I'll tell you why I'm asking this. Like, and it can be the smallest thing. I'll tell you why, and it'll
go
make
ahead.
Sense.
Let me hear you.
So I cut my finger really bad on an old school cheese grater. I was grating some cheese. God. And it was really painful.
God.
Yeah, it was really painful.
Okay, so you probably got skin in your cheese. Ah.
Oh, yeah. I threw away what was there because there was blood everywhere. But listeners came to me and they're like, listen, there is a automatic cheese grater that is the coolest invention ever. And it's so easy. You just stick the ball and it like shreds the cheese so quick. How I didn't ever know this thing existed and I was using a straight up old school grater blows my mind.
How much is it?
I think it was $20. It was on Amazon. And you just
$20?
Yeah. You what, too much?
No, it ain't bad.
You stick the block of cheese in and it just you just rotate it and it straight up just shreds all the cheese so easily. You can put other stuff in it too. People put vegetables, but it's great for grating cheese.
That's legit because we have one that it's like a metal thing and you just set it over a bowl and you have to
yes,
do this.
That's what I cut my finger
and
on.
And I hate to tell you, when you get down to the last quarter of it, I'm too scared to do it. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, so, and you shouldn't because that's
so
how
I got
my injury.
So then you have big old chunks and I'm just like, I can't do that. It freaks me out.
Yeah, and it like suctions to the counter. So when you're doing it, it doesn't move.
Ooh, maybe I'll get that one for my wife for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. But she like, do you guys like making shredded cheese?
Well, the boys like quesadillas. Mm. We do quesadillas and just like whenever we have chili or taco night or what, you know, whatever, if we're going to sprinkle some cheese on top, always get out that other one. But I think that's a good Mother's Day gift, a cheese grater.
You may need to add some like flowers to it, but yeah, I think it's a good Mother's gift.
No, I don't. I mean, you don't want to shred the flowers.
Oh, but I mean, you know, not just that.
That's pretty good.
Okay, well, it was a good one. But did it make you think of anything that you're like, this is a really cool invention? I'm sad I went my whole life without knowing about.
No, I've had it for a few years now, but it's just a chopper for the like vegetables or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's like you put it in there, quack, like a bell
is
pepper.
It's like a clear little box and there's a yeah. like cutter on top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it smashes it like you used to do the Coke cans. When I was a kid in the wall in the garage, we had a thing you put the Coke cans in, you pull it down like a lever, and gosh, it was so fun. We used to fight over who got to do that.
I do remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you also took the pop top off because you had to did you guys ever send in your pop tops?
No, we didn't send in the pop tops. We kept all the Coke cans and took them to get money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about the pop tops.
We collected them. It was for like some charity and you got certain coupons and you get like a free book or something.
Huh.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember we collected the pop tops for a certain reason.
Very interesting. Yeah. So that's weird. The pop top. I don't remember. We did, you know, we used to collect
what?
Is Marlboro Miles because my parents smoke. And so we would cut out the miles off the cigarette packs and we'd get all sorts of stuff. Like I still have a Marlboro towel because they would give you gear.
Oh, by like sending it in or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you send it up and they had a booklet and you had to pick like, oh, I have this many miles, so I'll get that. The towel. So we had like 10 Marlboro towels. We had Marlboro umbrella. I mean, we had everything.
You're a walking mouth. What? How do you say it?
Marlboro lights. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it's smart by them because it's free advertisement for them because yeah. you're using their stuff.
But like, not good. You don't want to be like advertising cigarettes.
Well, just imagine me going to a swim party like at someone's house or whatever when I'm in like seventh grade and I show up with a Marlboro towel.
Oh, yeah. Those parents were probably like, what the?
Yeah. I mean, they're like, dude, who is this kid? But hey, man, it was it wasn't free. But then
it was free to you, boy math.
Yeah, it was free because they were already smoking them. So you might as well get some gear out of it. And then that little system went away.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the McDonald's system. You know, the little game, Monopoly game?
No, they still have that every once in a while. Oh, it comes back.
I was going to say, but I don't, they used to have it every year. It was like on the dot every year they had
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So now maybe it's like every 10
but
years.
But you got to go watch that documentary. You were never going to win $1 million.
Yeah.
And did you ever watch that?
No, but I've heard about it.
Oh, gosh.
It's probably like the lottery, you know?
No. No.
Even worse?
No. You've got, listen, people.
What is it on?
Stop what you're doing. Oh, my gosh. Let me.
I'll look it up.
I'll give it a Google.
It'll take me shorter time.
It is the McDonald's lottery documentary, and it will change your life.
McMillions.
McMillions. What's it on?
It's on Max.
There you go, guys. It'll change your life. You can thank me later. McMillions.
All right.
It is fantastic.
Okay. Speaking of something to watch, what's a movie that's underrated that maybe you either just discovered or you rediscovered? Maybe it was on TV and you're like, I forgot how good this was.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's a TV show. I don't know.
What movie have I watched?
And lately? I got one for you. I'll let you think. Does that help?
Go for it.
It's called The Intern. It's with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. And it's where he's a senior intern at her company.
No, I've seen it.
And it's so good. Like, it's just such a good movie, but you never think about it. You never, like, throw it on purpose. It's a cute movie.
Okay.
What? You're like, no?
That's fine.
I liked it because it was like a cute movie, but it wasn't like a rom-com or anything. It was just a cute movie with a plot that isn't out there. It's okay. Different.
Yeah.
So that one was the one that came to mind for me because it popped up on the TV and I was like, dang, I forgot about this one.
Yeah.
I also just love Anne Hathaway. She's
hot.
Amazing.
She's hot.
She's only gotten so much more beautiful with age too. Like she looks like she is... A Barbie that's been preserved is how good she looks.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing it right.
I need her aging tips, skincare.
How old is she?
Oh,
she can't be that old.
I mean, she was older when she was doing Princess Diaries, and that's the way that
really?
I remember her. Yeah. Yeah, she's 41. So she's
not
around
that
your
old.
Age.
Yeah. So
You're not that old. But to me it was, because
you're
she was
like, she is like 70.
No, I did not.
You were like, she was already old when she was.
No, I meant like 41. She was like in her teens when she was doing Princess Diaries. So to me, she was older.
Okay.
That's how I was trying to describe it.
Okay, I was like,
not old. No. Sorry.
Gosh, I cannot.
It's okay if you don't have any.
I mean, I really don't have any. I watched a couple of the Oscar nominated movies, but those aren't like, oh, I remember those are good because they were a long time ago. I haven't watched an old movie in a long time.
Do you not ever? Well, you still have cable, don't you?
Yeah.
But I guess you probably have sports on most of the time. I didn't know if you like scrolled on cable just to throw something on the TV.
Yeah. No, I don't really scroll to. I mean, I don't have. Here's like one thing you'll learn, maybe, hopefully, one day. When you have three kids.
A lot of levels to that.
When you have three kids, there's not a lot of scrolling just to watch what you want to watch.
Mm, yeah.
It's.
That doesn't sound very fun.
But I mean, it's fine. Like, I can watch Spidey with them or whatever they want to watch. But then also, like, when it's time for me, like, when it's. I get a chance to watch TV, it's going to be either sports or it's like catching up on a show or watching an episode of a series that I'm currently watching.
Yeah, you're not watching anything old.
Right. It's not free time. Like, oh, I got free time. Let me watch a old 2-hour movie. I'd rather watch something new that I haven't seen because that 2 hours is my only 2 hours.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
I don't know anything about this, but I suppose it makes sense.
Yeah. It just makes sense. It's like we get about one sporting event or one episode of something per night is basically what we watch.
Dang, that makes me so sad.
No, don't be sad. let me tell you, kids are a lot more fun than TV.
I know. I just mean like I watch some really good stuff and you only get, and I get to like go on little benders.
Yeah,
and nobody interrupts me.
But guess what? You won't miss those. You don't miss those when you have kids. Like I'm like, a lot of people talk about shows. I'm like, oh, it sounds interesting, but I ain't got time to watch it.
I also think it's so you were built to be a dad. You just were. That's just part of like your DNA. You were built to be a dad.
Oh, my dad agrees with that.
Yeah. Like
I think my parents agree with
you
that.
You have that energy that you would just be a great dad, and you are. So this makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, all right, cool. Like I do neglect them sometimes when sporting, like the NCAA tournament. I've been watching a lot of that. So I mean,
do you try and get them involved with you?
I do try to get them to watch.
But do they? At this point in their ages?
My 5-year-old loves to watch. Mm. 4-year-old will watch for a little bit. 2-year-old will watch a little bit, but not like hardcore. Mm. But my 5-year-old will be hardcore. Like even if it's two teams that he doesn't even care about, like because I've brainwashed them to be Kansas Jayhawk fans, you know, or if Tennessee's on, they watch Tennessee or the Longhorns because my wife went to the University of Texas.
They're going
to
grow up a little bit confused. But
no,
yeah.
They're Jayhawks all the way. But if the Jayhawks aren't playing or if the Longhorns aren't playing them, they'll cheer for the Longhorns. But whenever the Jayhawks play, the Longhorns are always, Mom, Jayhawks go, or the Longhorns go down, Jayhawks up. You know, they yell. And so, but my son, my 5-year-old, he will come in and watch, like if I'm just watching a random game, and he'll just look at the teams, he'll ask me the names, and he'll be like, I'm cheering for this team. Like, he picks a team. So, like, Oakland in the NCAA tournament, they played Kentucky. They're the Golden Grizzlies. Mm. And there was this number 3, Gucci, Gaethje, whatever. I don't even remember his name. But he was draining threes all over the place. And my 5-year-old was watching it with me. And at one point, he kind of stuck out his tongue like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And my son was like, why does he stick out his tongue, Dada? I'm like, I don't know. Well, they played 2 days later because they advanced in the tournament.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that. And he walks in the room and he goes, oh, Dad, the Golden Grizzlies. He goes, is number 3 still sticking out his tongue? Like, so he
he's
watches.
He's picking up on it.
Yeah, he watches and he remembers. The fact that he remembers our mascot, I was like, man, what a dad moment. I was like, oh, let me go ahead and wipe those tears from my eyes. Oh, I'm doing something right in this world.
You know, it's funny for all those people who are like, ha, oh, kids don't need to be watching sports or like, don't let them in front of the TV. This is a cool moment for you to have with your son and him to connect with the sports team all because a dude stuck his tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the reason.
Yeah.
I guarantee that was the identifier to be like, this is that team.
Yeah.
And that's funny because you watch things on sports. You're like, oh, I don't want my kids to see this. You know what I mean? That's why they say don't watch sports, because things happen on sports.
Oh, I don't mind them watching sports. Watch sports. But nah, like, we don't watch. I do not. UFC, can't watch it with the kids. Yet.
They're just different. Everybody has different, you know, different strokes, I mean, different folks.
I like to see UFC, but my 5'4" and 2-year-old can't see people getting knocked out because then they think it's okay to knock someone out.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now.
True. Not yet.
Because then they punch their brother and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, well, I saw it on. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you're right.
But it's okay if they're sticking their tongue out because it may let you get connected with your kid.
That's fine with me.
We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lunchy, we got some more just random questions. Who's a person in your life who you know has your back, whether you're in or out of the room? And the reason I ask this is because Jack Antoff was asked in an interview about Taylor Swift's new album.
Who?
He is her producer. And I
got it.
Believe I'm pronouncing his last name right. But he's done a lot of her albums.
Okay.
A recent interview, he was asked about her new album and what all his involvement is, and he immediately ended the interview and like walked out because he wasn't going to give anything, and he was supposed to be talking about his band. But like, he had her back so much to be like, no, this is not even a topic of conversation. Who's somebody in your life that maybe would do something similar, or you just like trust wholeheartedly?
Garrett, Forrest, my wife.
Those are two different people, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Garrett and Forrest are two different people. My wife, my parents, my sister. I would assume my brother. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people.
Yeah. But you also have to remember, some people may not even have this one person in their life.
Well, that sucks. Everybody has somebody. Everybody has somebody that has
you
their back.
You hope so, yeah. But like, you know, everybody's kind of looking out for themselves.
Like, would you
know.
Say, I mean, you're going to say your sisters.
Oh, my family for sure. My family's right. Got my back.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, so that's kind
but
of like
I mean,
an easy.
But I mean, more in like, yeah, like take away the family aspect. And you did say two. You had
Forrest and Garrett.
Because it's a lot different. Family's a little bit different. Now, for some people, family, that's not the case. And I, you know, empathize. So that may not be their answer. But I think it's even more important when you have somebody who isn't family and they're not required. You know,
they're not required to do it.
Yeah, there's no like blood tying them to you to be like, yeah. You have to do this.
Waldo.
Okay. Well, Waldo's your dog. He can't talk.
But he doesn't have my blood. He's not my blood.
You're right. He doesn't. But he's got your back.
My back. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good one. That's
thank you. He's got my back. He's not my blood.
He threw me. Yeah. All right.
Okay. I took that little. But who's yours?
Yeah, I mean, you take away the family aspect.
Yeah, take away family.
Sure. I have probably 5 girlfriends. I've got Jody, Jillian, Diane, Carla.
Oh, I don't remember Diane. Diane must be new.
No, you met Diane.
Oh, I did. Dang. Yeah, I remember the other ones, but I don't remember okay. Diane.
Hillary.
Okay. And Hillary Swank?
No, Hillary that you started on the show.
I'm joking. Okay.
But that's cool.
Thank you.
And then I say that. There's probably another, a few more. Morgan Massengill that also used to work on the show. And Allie, who you also
McBeal.
Met. No.
No.
Yeah, so I'd say I have like seven solid girlfriends. So yeah.
I have a lot. Like, I mean, I think, my buddy Jacob, I'll tell you what, he's a ride or die. Like that dude, he is the most down dude ever. Like if you tell him, like if he says, like if you want to go somewhere, right? Like, hey, does anybody want to go here July 4th through 8th? He's like, I'm in. No questions asked. He doesn't ever.
Okay, but not if he's in for everything.
No.
But he has your back.
But he has your back. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Like, he's
so loyal. Like, hey, man, I'm stranded on the side of the road in Oklahoma. All right, I'll be there. Like, he is the dude. He's a good dude. Good dude.
Look at us. We've got like, well, I think he may still be on one hand.
I could go. I mean, it's just.
But like, look, like, think about how cool that is.
Oh, my buddy Oscar would have my back no matter what.
Like we've fostered friendships. So because there's a few more I'd add to that list, but they're like, think about the cool fact that as adults, we've fostered those friendships and they're still in our lives and we still feel that way.
Yeah.
This is really awesome.
Yeah. And these are, I mean, like Oscar would, I mean, I'd head down to Corpus. He had my back no matter what.
We love it. We love a guy that's got your back. When you get invited to something, I have this question because I threw my sister a bridal shower.
Yeah.
And there were some people who, like, last minute didn't come, but they didn't send a gift.
Okay.
I feel like I've at least been taught my whole life that whether you go something or not, if you're invited, you send a gift.
What?
Like, if you are invited to whether it's a wedding, a bridal shower, a baby shower, whatever, and if you attend or not, you send a gift. You either bring it with you or you send it if you don't go.
Well, etiquette confuses me because I don't understand why if you come to the bridal shower, then you don't got to get a wedding gift because you already got him a gift. Like, why do I need to get you two gifts?
Yeah, see, I do get two gifts.
See, that's crazy. If I go to the bridal shower, that is your one gift. That's your one thing that you're getting for me for your wedding.
Well, maybe some people feel that way. I don't know. I've just...
Yes, 100%. Like, why would I be... So, just because I'm your closer friend, I'm required to buy you more stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
But that seems crazy.
I also think you could split it up, too, right? Where, like, if you're going to spend $100, say you do $50 for the bridal shower and $50 for the wedding. You know what I mean? So, there is that possibility that you could do, like, your one gift. You just kind of split it in two.
I mean, you could. I just think of it as if I'm a person shopping, I'm buying whatever thing and giving it to you. I'm not thinking, oh, I need to bring one for the bridal shower, one for the wedding, engagement party, one for the, it just seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But that's why I'm so curious about etiquette and where we're at now.
Oh, that's where I'm at. That's what I mean. Like, I would have never even thought you were supposed to bring two.
Yeah, I do. And even if I don't go to something, I send a gift.
Heck, even if I go to the wedding, most of the times I forget to get a gift.
Do you, if you don't go though, do you send one?
No. I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
You're like, I'm not sure what we've done.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, my, so here, we went to a wedding in Oklahoma last year and I never got the invitation. I guess they sent it, I don't know where they never sent it, whatever. I don't know where they sent it. But we were invited because they hit me on Facebook and they're like, hey, you never RSVP'd. And I'm like, well, I never got an invite. And they're like, did we never mail you one? I'm like, I guess not. So anyway, it was my second cousin's daughter.
Okay. That's a lot of little, okay.
Yeah, but they were like my cousins because they're my dad's cousins, but they're 20 years younger than my dad. Like, it's a weird, I don't know. But anyway, so Kaylee and Cole were getting married in Oklahoma. And we went to the wedding. It was awesome. I still ain't got him a gift.
You didn't get him a gift?
No, because I never got the invitation, so I don't know the registry.
You didn't want to like just throw some cash in an envelope?
I probably should.
That's always a good option. Throw some cash or a gift card in something.
I probably should.
You're like, I probably should, but you're not. I mean, this is how long ago?
Probably about a year. No, it was a year.
You passed that deadline.
No. It's a year in May, I think, is when it is.
Okay, then you have one more month. You have one more month to get him a gift.
Oh, dang. We're already in April?
Yeah.
Let me. You want me to check my photos to see when it was? Let's see.
Oh, gosh. We could be here a while.
No, we can't. Well, we can because we got all Saturday to be here.
I mean, but we can because it takes you a while to go through.
No, it doesn't. Look, I'm already at, what day is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I already went past it. See, that's the problem. All right, here we go. Let's see.
Let's see how long it takes them.
That's Boston.
I think we're going on 15 seconds right now.
No. I had a...
Don't say no. That's just a fact.
I had a delay because I thought I went past it, but I didn't.
Yep, we are now on 20 seconds.
Okay, that's pretty good. What is this? What day is this?
I think it's going to take at least 30.
No,
we are now at 25.
Where are we there?
We're just, you know, we are now at 30.
Here we go.
You're just saying that because I said 30 seconds.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Because you're still scrolling.
Not here we are.
We are now at 40 seconds.
Okay, May 20th. So they got married, I think, May 19th is, I would guess, the day.
Okay, so you have basically a month and
Here's the wedding. Here's the wedding. May 19th, 2023, took a picture on the dance floor at 8:55 p.m.
All right, well.
In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Lunch, you only got a month threshold left.
Yeah.
After that, I think you're screwed.
I mean, look at that. There's the wedding. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. I remember that photo.
Yeah, Kaylee and Cole.
All right.
And I have not got them a gift. I should probably get them a gift.
You need to. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious on everybody's etiquette stance on this. But I'm also in that same where I attend somebody's house, whether it's a housewarming or I've never been to somebody's house before. I always bring something. I've just been taught that way.
Yeah, that's just,
whether it's a bottle of wine or if it's a housewarming, it's a gift for the house.
Good grief. You guys want presents for everything. Just because you come over, you got to bring them a bottle of wine?
I mean, I could also make cookies. I just always feel I have to bring something.
You know what you bring? The energy. Bring your personality. Bring your companionship. Bring your, whatever.
It might be a Kansas thing. Maybe it's just a Kansas thing and that's how I was raised.
No, it's not just a Kansas thing. But if I get invited somewhere, I got to bring them a bottle of wine. No, they invited me over. So they want me to come over.
Well, not like a consistent friend's house. But for a first time or when we went to Rick's house for our Christmas party, I brought him a bottle of wine. He was hosting us.
Yeah, he had a party. He invited you to his party.
Yeah, but he was hosting us.
But he said, hey, I'm having a party at my house. Come over.
I don't know.
That means you don't need to bring anything.
I don't know.
If it's a, hey, we're going to have a potluck dinner. We'd like you to bring something. I get that. Now bring something.
Well, yeah.
But, hey, I'm having a party. Come on over.
Well, it was like an employee and he didn't have to have it at his house. And just a lot of levels.
We can say that again.
Okay. Well,
we didn't need to have it at the house.
Let me know what you guys think, because I don't think Lunchbox and I are on the same same page here.
But okay. No, it seems we're pretty different.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. This is why etiquette's interesting.
But that's funny
because you
thought, I didn't send a gift. I'm like, well, if I'm getting you one gift for the wedding, I ain't got to get you one for that party.
Okay. Well, we need to go so Lunchbox can get his gift after a year.
Is that the, is the white bridal shower where you give the lingerie?
No. Now, yes, it can be.
Okay.
But.
Now, yeah.
Ours is happening at the Bachelorette's.
Okay.
So, a little bit different.
See, so you got the, well, then what the heck did you have? A wedding party?
It was a bridal shower for my sister.
So, you have a bridal shower where they get presents. The Bachelorette party, they get presents. Then the wedding, they get presents. You want three freaking presents? You lost your darn mind. No chance.
Hey.
Guys, I am right on this one. Tell me I'm not wrong.
I don't know that you're wrong.
I'm not.
That's just the way it
There's
goes.
There's no chance.
But I also don't mind when you're a part of a wedding party, especially like my sister, I want to give her everything she needs to get started on that new.
No, I get it. Your
sister. I think it's different when you're in the bridal party. So when you're somebody who's in the bridal party and you do have to go to the bridal shower, the bachelorette, or the wedding, you're really close to that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus somebody, you're just a wedding guest. You're just going one time. Maybe you're a close friend, so you're going to the shower and the wedding. Then it's two times.
Mm.
But when it's the three, you're really close friends.
Yeah, and you're spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
To go to all these things.
Well, that's life. I don't know. All right.
Okay. I think you're wrong, but America will agree with
you
me.
You always think I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Goodbye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.